animal red, animal red. He'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Animal red, animal red. On his white horse, Mescalito, he come breezing through town. Left your woman's up in bed with old animal red. The judge don't know when red's in town. He keeps well hidden underground. Everybody's acting lazy, falling out and hanging round. My woman said, hey, Pedro, you acting crazy like a clown. Nobody feels like working. Panama Red is back in town. Panama Red, Panama Red. He'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red. On his white horse, Mescalito, he come breezing to town. Bet your woman's up in bed with old Panama Red. Watch out, Panama. Everybody's looking out for him, cause they know Red satisfied. All the girls love to listen to him sing and tell sweet lies. When things get too confusing, darling, we're better off in bed. Don't you be searching all them joints downtown, but you got Panama Red, Panama Red, Panama Red. He'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, white horse Mescalito, he come breezing to town. Bet your woman's up in bed with old Panama live in L.A. They miss their dear daddy. He's gone so far away. But they still have his picture. It's hung on the wall. He's just an old hobo asleep out in the hall. He used to be a gambling man just like you, till he sank so low there was nothing that no one could do. He used to be a gambling man just like you, till he sank so low there was nothing that no one could do.
Just like you. Thank you.
Where he may through the bright
Fe. Come back to old Santa Fe. Come back to old Santa Fe. I know my love waits behind old Spanish gates. Come back to old Santa Fe.
Thank you very much. That was a tune that was stolen from one of my tunes, and I stole it right back again. And the co-writer on that really is a great songwriter from Santa Fe, New Mexico. His name is Jerry Ferris, and he wrote a tune that Tony does with Norman Blake called Thank You, Mr. Martin, for My D18 Guitar. Here's a further adventure into the Southwest.
Through swift disappearing wild pastures I fence of barbed wire. And though you hunt me with your haunted desire, let the wild Mustang always run free. Let the wild Mustang always run free. I'm the wild Mustang, I'll always run free. Let the wild Mustang always run free. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
First set. This is a little number that I wrote. I like a historical ballads, and up in Northern California in San Francisco Bay, there's an island called Angel Island. It's where the Chinese immigrants were kept after the gold rush. They called California Gold Mountain. This is the story of a gold miner who sends to China for a picture bride. Angel Island. 2, 3, 4.
What? work in the gold fields in the high Sierra. Early snow began to fall, buried treasure for my darling under the redwood trees so tall. Snowed in all winter on Gold Mountain. When I returned late in the spring, my bride was gone from Angel Island. No one knew where, no one knew when.
Special treat to have Tony out here on the West Coast. Oh, before I forget, let me introduce you to our bass man here, Mr. Mark Schatz on the bass. Yeah. Laying it down there, Mark. And it's a special treat to have both these guys out here. Give them some good food and get some sunshine and, you know, get a swim in or two, you know, and go find some hot springs somewhere. We're going to do a 10-day tour. It's going to take us up the coast. We'll be in San Luis Obispo tomorrow night. And we will end up via Palo Alto, Petaluma, places you've never heard of, I know. But these are way up in the northern provinces. And Arcata, yeah, that's another one. And Eugene. Now, Eugene, you might have heard of Oregon. Eugene, Oregon. And we'll be at the WOW Hall, the Workers of the World Hall. And then on up to Wintergrass, up in Tacoma. And so maybe we'll see some of you there. But for me, it's a real treat to have Mr. Tony Rice here with us on the West Coast. Thank you.
Tony Royce, folks. Thank you so much. We're going to take a brief intermission, about 20, and then we'll be back playing another set for you. So,
I will say a few words.
Oh, please.
I'm not supposed to be talking because of my voice defect, but I will say this. I grew up in Los Angeles, and it's good to be back home after many, many years here.
Testing there to see if we're all here.
Rewind that tape.
Okay, back at the top.
Springtime is near. on the air that whipper will now sing. I know that soon I'll have to try. I know I'm over the hill. I feel so all alone, but darling, since you've been gone, when I
Thank you, folks. We got some trailer trash with us up here tonight. We're really proud of him. We found him out wandering the streets playing on that stolen dobro there. Michael Witcher. Thank you. Yeah. Went over to see Bill Monroe before he had an accident. He had a mild stroke, and he had to go into the nursing home. And they thought he had a speech impediment, and they sent over a new age speech therapist to work with Mr. Monroe. And he was there every day for a week, and he could not cajole the father of bluegrass music into saying anything. At the end of the week, he sat down. It was Friday afternoon. He sat down in a full lotus posture and did deep breathing exercises, staring out over the manicured lawn of the nursing home. And Bill sat bolt upright in bed and said, "Hey, get up off the floor. That ain't no way for a man to act." And I had the opportunity to have supper with Bill of an evening, which is supper and evening is what happens after noon in Kentucky. And we were sitting at his house, and as I was leaving, I asked the hired hand there if Bill Monroe still plowed with a mule in the spring. He said, "Yes, sir, he does, Pete, but he don't harvest anymore." So it was too good to resist. I wrote this tune here. Let the harvest go to seed. Thank you.
let the harvest go to seed. Pray, Jesus, take my soul, let the harvest go to seed.
When I was a bluegrass boy working for Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass, we used to play the Grand Ole Opry on a Saturday night, and it was a union scale gig, $27.50. Figure 4 weekends in a month, he'd be doing all right. I remember joining the union down in Nashville. Mr. George Cooper was the president of the union. He had to sign all the contracts that went out because I did some of the booking for Bill. And Bill Monroe went down there. He stood up for me there at the union, hand on the Bible with me, right hand raised. He said, Mr. Rowan, George Cooper saying to me and Bill standing there, he said, have you ever been, are you now, and will you ever be a member of the Communist Party? I said, no, which is a good thing, too, because the next weekend we were down in Alabama and a guy come up with a big old pitchfork at the show and said, you ain't from around here, are you? You Yankee? Yeah, I said, uh-huh, Yankee. No. He said, you ain't a communist, are you? And you know what? I knew the answer to that one. Anyway. So we used to play the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday night, and about midnight, Bill would say, boys, meet me over in Goodlettsville at the bus and bring some traveling clothes. About 2:30. So around 2:30 in the morning, we'd kind of get our way over to Goodlettsville and get in the bus that we called the Bluegrass Breakdown, and we'd kind of, all the bluegrass boys would get behind it and give it a big push, and Bill would pop the clutch. And it'd be, the diesel would turn over, and then Bill would just go back and play solitaire for the next 8 hours. Well, the bluegrass boys changed on the fly, you know, never letting those gears grind, double clutching all the way up to Bean Blossom, Indiana, home of the Brown County Jamboree. I remember the morning that the Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name, and we were stranded on the highway there in northern Kentucky. And when you stand next to the father of bluegrass music at sunrise, you can hear what he calls the ancient tones. After a while, he walked up to me and said, Pete, don't forget it. Don't you ever forget it. And he sang a melody, and we put some words to it together. It's called The Walls of Time.
The wind is
Can't resist here. Two of my favorite musicians who picked the fire out of these instruments here. What do you say, guys? What have you picked out for us today, Tony Rice?
Let's see. Let's do the, Blackberry. Yeah, let's do that. Blackberry. The Flatpickers National Anthem.
Blackberry Blossom. Thank you.
woman back her long yellow hair, and her cheeks were as red as a moon. As it rose above, and her cheeks were as red as a rose. Thank you. trouble all of my life. Ran me out in the cold rain and snow. Thank you.
Mr. Mark Schatz, Michael Witcher, Mr. Tony Rice. Thank you, folks. Good bunch, yeah. Well, you know, down in South Texas, we got a little hideout down there near Comfort, Texas, called Camp Howdy. Y'all welcome. Let me hear Big Minnie Pearl Howdy. Goodness gracious. Well, I'll tell you, we were down at Camp Howdy last weekend, kind of sitting around in the campfire, surprising ourselves, searching for spiritual sport. When out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines came a dude of an hombre. He had dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot rolling eyes, and smoke coming out of his ears. He had on a beaver skin hat, leopard skin vest, lizard skin boots, and bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body. He took one look at us and he fell face down in the campfire, sucked up all the flames, blew out a smoke ring, spit out a live coal, looked at us and said, "Oh, what are you boys? Hippies?" "Howdy. We're vegetarians." "Oh, veggie what? Say, you boys, climb out of that campfire, come with me. I'm going to teach you about the true spiritual sport. We're going to fly with the free Mexican Air Force." Well, when he said spiritual sport, we climbed right out of that campfire and went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent. We pulled on our cotton drawstring mail-order yogi trousers with the extra flap, slipped into a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up in the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving like Elvis all day long. We were ready for the spiritual sport. So we followed this dude whose name was Beauregard Hooligan out across the bean field to an old B-25 that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight. And we climbed aboard and he motioned me forward into the co-pilot seat and I felt proud. Then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines. They pulled the blocks out from under the wheels and we started rolling down across the bean field. Well, as we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead. And as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, "Bo?" I called him Bo. "This thing fly?" "Oh, what are you, boy? Superstitious?" Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff. At the end of the bean field. Plummeting down through the void. Not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. I turned to Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment. and he just smiled. And he handed me something that looked like the New York Sunday Times rolled into a giant 4.5-foot cone shaped with a fuse at one end. And the fuse was lit. And he said to me, "Hey man, you drive." I grabbed hold of the little wheel and a miracle did occur. The right prop kicked in. We spiraled upwards. We were airborne, flying upside down over the border, just below the radar and just above the paraquat into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when this song came to my mind. Those are my words exactly. In the Morelos Mountains, campesinos are planting their fields, where the ghost of Zapata runs a horse that can still outrun the wheel. High in the sky above and clear out of sight, where the free Mexican Air Force and we're flying tonight. In the little town of Pasadena, a cowgirl is cooling her heels, remembering that God gave us herbs and the fruits of the field. But a criminal law that makes outlaws of those seeking life make the free Mexican Air Force, Mescalito riding his white horse. The free Mexican Air Force is flying tonight, flying so high. A strange and innocent herb causes money to burn. They will jail you or even kill you for making those rich fat cats squirm. But the fools who make rules with no difference between wrong or right make the free Mexican Air Force fly home tonight. Uncle Sam in his misery put a nix on the fields of Guerrero. Said shoot down all gringos and wetbacks who dare wear sombrero. The borders of evil will fall to the smugglers of life, and the free Mexican Air Force, Mescalito riding his white horse. The free Mexican Air Force. Flying so high, ay, ay. Me and Miss Monica, we went out on the old campaign trail.
Ah, yeah.
Checking out the Dole, the Newt, and the Bush. We went to Yale. Then we met old Whitewater Willie, who never inhaled. And the Free Mexican Air Force is in the White House tonight. And high in the hills we are harvesting sweet sensimilla. The law wants it all, cause they think that the wild weed can free us. Freedom for us is a prison for the rulers of mine. And the Free Mexican Air Force, Mescalito riding his white horse. The Free Texican Air Force is flying tonight. Everybody flying so high. Unlike most other guitars, this one has to be tuned once in a while.
We tune because they care.
We tune because you care. You notice Tony never tunes his.
Yeah, I did too. I did. I snuck one in tonight.
Mark never tunes his. Michael, they just stay in tune.
The day I bought it.
That's it. I'm going to have to send this one. Any requests, folks, that we can play for you?
Midnight Oil. Jack wanted for his own.
Said Jack to running elk, I'll gamble all my precious stones before I leave my body here among these beach bones. For now my time is drawing near, I'm filled with dark regret. My spirit longs to journey as the sun begins to set. We've raped and killed, we stole your land, we ruled with guns and knives. Fed whiskey to your warriors while we stole away your wine. Said running elk, what's done is done, you white men rule this land. So lay the cards face up and play your last broken-hearted hand. Trail of the buffalo. Oh, the wind blows cold in the land of the Navajo. In the land of the Navajo. Now when you're dealing cards with death, the joker's wild, the ace is high. Jack bet the Mississippi River, running elk raised him the sky. Jack saw him with the sun and with the stars, running out by the Rocky Mountains, Jupiter and Mars. And the sun was sinking in the west when Jack drew the ace of spades. Running out just rolled his eyes, he smiled and passed away. Jack picked up his turquoise stones and cast them to the sky. He stared into the setting sun and it made a mournful cry. Trail of the buffalo. Oh, the wind blows cold in the land of the Navajo. In the land of the Navajo. Thank you.